This is part of the Find Your Passion and Purpose program. And in this meditation, we will dive deeper into your passion. For that, have a pen and paper next to you. Maybe like your writing book that you already use for this course, or maybe your manual. This one goes in basically two steps. So we will first go into a meditation, and I ask you to really close your eyes while you're doing it, because it seems like we can access more of our feeling mode through keeping our eyes closed. And then we will start writing. And when you start writing, see if you can just really keep your pen moving and not so much going into thinking mode, but really like just letting your pen move to write down whatever came up for you during the meditation. And especially when it's super ridiculous or something is even like feels like, oh my god, I can't even write this down, this is so not realistic or this is so stupid, those ones, please write them down. And notice the resistance. Notice why there is resistance to write down certain things. But don't go too much into thinking this through, but just notice it. Maybe make a note while you're writing down. You say, I'm writing this down with a lot of resistance. Okay. Sit down with a straight spine. And close your eyes and take three deep breaths, deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Fully arrive with your breath. Feel the air coming in and out. Feel your feet on the floor. And go into asking yourself following questions. What makes your heart shine? What is it that motivates you so much that you feel like tingling inside of yourself and so much joy and passion coming out of you? And really going to see, feel, hear it. The more you imagine it, the more realistic it becomes for you. What are you curious about? What do you want to learn more and more about? You can't stop it. It's like you're so curious to read every book and every article about it and hear every interview and video. Or maybe it helps you to answer the question for you. I feel most myself when. I feel most myself when. When is it that you feel most yourself? How is your surrounding when you feel most yourself? How do you show up when you're most yourself? What is it that you do when you're most yourself? And what is it that you don't do when you're most yourself? See, feel, and hear it. What would you do even if no one would ever pay you for it? Because you love doing it so much. Maybe you're doing it so naturally well that you don't even have to think about it. And let's frame it differently. If you had any money in this world, what is it that you would do? If you wouldn't have to worry about money at all, what would you do? If you hear your voices coming up, oh, that's unrealistic, it's never gonna happen, just silence these voices and just go into dreaming. What would you do if you had every money in the world already? See, feel, and hear it. Now, open your eyes. Take your pen and paper and start writing down what came up for you during these questions. And as mentioned, keep your pen moving. It's about just writing down whatever came up for you. What was the thing that stuck with you most? What made you feel most amazing? And keep your pen moving, and even if you don't know what to write, just write, I don't know what to write, but keep it moving. What makes your heart shine? What is it that motivates you? What are you super curious about? What would you do if no one would ever pay you money for it? And you would still do it? And what would you do if you had any money in this world? Keep your pen moving. And if there's resistance, write that resistance down. Now finish your writing and take a few seconds to read over what you have just wrote. And what you can do is just mark those keywords that are most important for you in what you wrote down. And now if you have someone you can tell this to, a friend or a family member or someone you trust, then maybe speak to that person and tell that person what you have just put down. This sometimes helps to make it even more realistic, right? So the imagination and the writing down and the speaking to someone makes it more realistic. At the same time, maybe you're wondering for yourself that, yeah, you didn't come up with all the answers yet. So the recommendation is keep doing this exercise for multiple days in a row or for multiple weeks in a row. I've been doing this for many years, and again, every time I do it, I find out that new things come up. So use this as an exercise, as a practice that you do on a regular basis. And the more you bring your attention to finding your passion, the more it will grow and it will become realistic to you. And the more answers will come to you automatically because you put your attention to it. Where attention goes, energy flows. Thank you.